This recording, Scotland 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Come and Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorf, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Coma gets a cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold down onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. It's been amazing so far. Just getting to come to, like, the classes are really different. I'm used to at home doing one class at a time, so like 4 weeks, just one class concentrated, like doing that every single day. So I think coming here and going back to like a sort of high school kind of timetable has been really strange, but also good, like getting to do lots of different things at the same time. I think like my favourite class is probably film, because that's something I'm really interested in and want to do. And I love John Short, he's like a really good lecturer, which I have him for acting too, but actually getting to do the film class here has been good. We have like film class at home, but you just do a short film like that you make up yourself, and then like you learn all about the camera angles and you need to film it, but it's nowhere near as professional and you don't actually learn about the acting side of it as much. So getting to do that has been really cool. That's useful, that's what I want to learn about. And then like the other side of things, getting to like travel around and try and see as much as we can. Like, I went to the Grand Canyon with one of my best friends, Becky, and then someone I've become really good friends with, George. We went to the Grand Canyon, we flew over it, and the helicopter landed, and it was amazing. Like, we all had tears in our eyes. It was a bit, like, there was a bit of, like, a nightmare trying to get there in the first place, but it was an amazing experience. And then last weekend, you saw my photos on Facebook, I met Jennifer Lawrence and Josh Hutcherson and Liam Hemsworth, too. But I, like, since I was little, I always liked, I always loved Josh Hutcherson. I was like, oh. So I actually got to meet him. I was like, oh my God. And Jennifer Lawrence, like, over the past few years, like, I found her, like, so inspirational and, like, an idol. Like, I want to be like her. So I couldn't believe I actually met them. I didn't think it was going to happen. And me and Becky were actually planning on, like, camping out. We were like, oh, it's going to be so busy. We're going to camp out on Hollywood Boulevard and, like, stay there all night. And then a guy that we know here, who's actually from LA, he was like, no, do not do that. That's so dangerous. Do not camp out. It's not going to be that busy. Just go early in the morning. So we ended up, like, showing up about 5:30, 6. Met all these, like, crazy fans. But they were lovely. And then got to meet them, like, and watch their handprint ceremony. So, oh, it was amazing. They were so, like, such lovely and beautiful people.